Well, another great event coming up, Showers on Wheels, is coming up also on May the 24th. Oh, man, what? There's just conflicts in the world. So many things to do on May the 24th. Devon Kievers joins us. Devon, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Now, this was originally scheduled for the 17th. In fact, my young daughter came out when we were talking about Saturday, and she says, oh, Saturday's Showers on Wheels, and she had it on her calendar. And I said, oh, it's actually been moved to the 24th.
Yes, absolutely. We did that about a month and a half
right.
ago, yeah. It's too many conflicts. You're right.
Too
many conflicts. May is a difficult month for everybody, I think.
It is, and so many things happening. And, of course, the Stork Walk is this Saturday at Maidu Park in the morning in Roseville. This Showers on Wheels will take place at Presentation.
Correct.
Which is sort of becoming your permanent home.
Sort of, yeah. We're members, we're part of the parish at this point, and we've joined the Respect Life group, and it just, you know, it's a huge group and a huge group, but a few people working. Yeah, the typical group where you don't have you've got this participation on the rolls, but you don't have the people walking through the door. We really like Presentation. We have our grandchildren are going to CCD there, and it works out better. They could not have handled St. Stephen's.
Very good. Well, it's going to be Saturday, May 24th, 3 o'clock,
exactly.
From 3 to 5 p.m.
Yep, our usual time, and it'll should be a lot of fun. I believe we have 6 moms.
Oh, very good.
And so we're, you know, looking forward to a nice turnout.
Have some of them already had their babies, or?
I think maybe 2 of them will have had their babies by then. So hopefully, you know, we'll get to see babies as well as bellies.
Well, it's always fun to go to because these people are just so full of joy.
They are, absolutely. They're you know, excited to be part of a baby shower. Some of them probably thought they never would have something like that. Some of them are new to the area, so they don't know anybody, and to be part of a baby shower is just, you know, amazing for them. And it's fun for us too.
Sure.
A lot of joy, a lot of fun. You know, we get to see babies that have been saved, and, you know, maybe babies in bellies that still have been saved, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the babies that mom wasn't planning to have an abortion, but mom was still not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the choice has been made to keep baby and keep it in the family and that sort of thing, which is always a joy, too.
Devon, how do you connect with these women?
I would say the majority are word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
They have a friend that had a baby shower, you know, and I heard about you from, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But some come from the Life Center. A few are from sidewalk counselors, you know, and it just, you know, they add up very quickly. You know, so it's nice to get the ones from the Life Center and from the sidewalk counselors because you know for sure that they are saved.
Yes, and
wonderful.
And it's always got to be very heartening for those people beyond the joy of having a baby shower, just to know that organizations like this exist and you're there to help them.
Yeah, you know, the fact that somebody cares about them, other than, you know, the fact that they've decided to go ahead with the pregnancy, and then the next question is in their head is, well, how am I going to put clothes on this baby? How am I going to get diapers? Where am I going to get a car seat? Most expensive thing they probably have to buy, because as I've told a few of them, you know, you can always put baby in a shoebox when you bring them home for a little while.
That's right.
You know, or the old dresser drawer like people used to do way back in the 40s, 30s and 40s.
Yep.
You know, so the car seat is a big thing. You can't take baby out of the hospital without the car seat.
Yep.
So that, you know, so we try to have the availability of car seats for those that need it. Occasionally, there are women that have gotten car seats on their own, but they haven't gotten anything else, and so they're looking for clothing and blankets and bottles and whatever else you can think of that a baby needs. You walk through the baby section at Walmart, and they need some of everything.
Tell us, you do need stuff. If people want to come, they can just come. There's no charge or anything, but if people want to bring some gifts, that would be great as well.
It would be absolutely great. We prefer that they come unwrapped so that we can just put them in the gift bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if people don't have, haven't gone out and purchased a gift, they just want to bring some money so we can have it for the next, to put towards the next shower, that would be wonderful too.
Great.
You know, it just, however the donations come, we're always happy to get them.
Can people send a check?
Yes, they can. They would make it out to Showers on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
and they send it to 305 Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, Drive in Roseville, mm-hmm. and that's 95678. Or you can donate on our website. It's showersonwheels.org.
Oh, very good. So 305 Porter Drive,
uh-huh.
in Roseville, 95678, or showersonwheels.org.
Yeah.
Very, very good. And again, it will be this week from Saturday, the 24th of May,
mm-hmm.
At Presentation Parish on Robertson,
yes.
right here
yes.
in Sacramento.
In the Immaculata, and the address for that is 4123 Robertson.
Very good. Devon, thanks so much. Thanks for all you do. I know you're just a tremendous impact you and Bill and everybody else have on this wonderful, wonderful ministry.
It's a lot of joy, and we hope to continue forever.
Well, that's you will. You've been guaranteed forever, and I'll tell you,
I think so.
It is joy. That room is always so full of joy.
It's nice. It really, you know, no matter how much work you put into it, it just, you know, the joy just comes out, you know, in droves. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate all you do, and we'll look forward to May the 24th.
Absolutely, and everybody's welcome.
Very good. Thanks, Devon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, God bless. Wow. She and her husband, Bill, they have worked so hard on this over the years, and I've managed to attend a few of them with my kids, and my kids always, every time they go, they say, when's the next one? When's the next one? They always have such a good time, because there's usually, in addition to the babies, there's a lot of, you know, older siblings, maybe a two-year-old, maybe a three-year-old, maybe a one-year-old, maybe somebody a little bit older than that, and there are a lot of, their fascination with the siblings is always a joy to behold.